Today's share, Bishop Rui Levi, is Siman Tuf Resh Samech Dalid, and we are up to Sif Aleph, and this is Seder Yom Hoshana Rabbah, the order of the day of Hoshana Rabbah. So in this Siman, we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch is going to basically get into the unique halachas of Hoshana Rabbah, otherwise known as the seventh day of Sukkot, but really otherwise known as Hoshana Rabbah. And we already saw that this includes the seven of Kafos around the Bima, as opposed to the one Akaf around the Bima. We also saw that it includes the taking of the Arava by itself, and you also have the halachas of taking the Dalad Minim, and there are special Tchinos as well that is recited there at the end, as you all know. So all of this will be discussed here, although a lot of the issues in terms of the halachas regarding the seven Hakafas, we already did the seven Hakafas around the Bima instead of the one Akafa. And we know that this is all a Zecher LeMikdash, where they had seven Hakafos around Zbeach, okay, and it was done on this day. Again, it's mentioned here, but we discussed it mainly earlier in Siman Tafresh Samach. Now, we also saw how the Arava is taken by itself as well on this day. Also, Zecher LeBeis HaMikdash, because there was the Arava itself would be taken every day of Sukkos, but we, in our minag, the minag, we only take the special Arava, do the special Arava Zecher on Hoshana Rabbah, as we will see. And now, right now, in this Sif, it focuses specifically on this very unique status of Hoshana Rabbah. Before you came to Eretz Yisrael, probably Hoshana Rabbah was just like the same as the rest of Chol HaMoed, maybe yes, maybe no, but at least I remember when I was young growing up, I didn't really like Hoshana Rabbah, all the same, but really, maybe a davening we saw was a little different, but in terms of the actual status of the day, once again, from a purely halachic standpoint, it's Chol HaMoed, but b'minhag and b'nihug, it has a unique status, where it's a quasi Yom Kippur, quasi Yom Tov, even though it's actually Chol HaMoed in principle in terms of Malacha and things like that. Okay, so we're going to see here that there is this uniqueness, and it's based on the fact that the core halacha here is that on Sukkos we would nidon al mayim, and mayim is the most critical thing that will, you know, all life is dependent upon mayim, and Hoshana Rabbah being the siyum of Sukkos, so that becomes like the din. That's where we relate to the din of the mayim. Others say that it's actually sort of like the Gemar in Kabbalah. They talk about how it's actually the Gemar of the Yom HaDin of Yom Kippur. So again, it has that aspect, but it also has the aspect we treat it like Yom Tov, because as we know, Din also is connected up with Yom Tov, with Simcha. We know we have a continence, and we're going to have a good Din. So that's basically what's going to be going on here. And today, as you see, it's just Sif Aleph, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. Aleph, Yom Shvi, Shehu Hoshana Rabbah, Noagim Laharbais, Mizmarim Kimo B'Yom Tov. He says, as again, you guys all know, on the seventh day, which is Hoshana Rabbah, so we have extra Mizmarim, more Pesukei D'Zimra, right, than we normally have on the rest of Chol HaMoed and on a regular Chol. Right, the rest of Chol HaMoed follows the Pesukei D'Zimra of Chol. So we basically have, on Hoshana Rabbah, we add the Mizmorim of Yom Tov. So let's see. Sif Aleph, Rabbah, Noagim Yisrael, Liyois Neyorim, Bilel Araba. So he says here that Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, the Minog is, okay, we don't really, you know, again, this hasn't taken on all universally like it has taken on by Shavuos, but many places in my shul, we stay up all night on Hoshana Rabbah as well, learning Liyois Neyorim, it's called Bilel Araba. It's called the night of the Arava because the next day, right, we take the Arava, Ukvar Nidvas, HaSeder, and he says there's already a Seder that's already been written up of what to say on this day. And what's very interesting is that I'm sure Rav Levi maybe deals with it here in Yeshiva, because this is what is known as Tikkun, like you have Tikkun Leil, okay, Shavuos, and Shavuos, you have the Tikkun Leil Hoshana Rabbah, which basically includes all of Sefer Dvarim, okay. And it has also certain sections of Zohar that discusses Hoshana Rabbah in it, and it's called Idra Zuta, and then it ends with Tehillim. Okay, so there's a whole Seder, and the poskim discuss the different minhag of the different communities in terms of reading Sefer Dvarim. Of course, it's not so pashit, taking out the Sefer Torah, reading from a Sefer Torah. Some poskim don't like this. They're opposed to this minhag that you're not allowed to stand read from a Sefer Torah in public without reciting brachas over it. So they're really against it. And others are mekel. Okay, so that's, Minchas Yitzchak defends it. Rabbi Yoshev isn't so into it. And Chaim Kanievsky is not so into taking up the Sefer Torah to actually do it from a Sefer Torah mamash. Okay, we move weiter. Sif Katan Beis, Kamobi Yom Tov. So he says, the Mizmorim, Shukri Zimra is like Yom Tov. Why? Since on Chag, we're judged on Mayim. Who Gemara Chasima? This is the last day. This is the Chasima. The Yomer, it's when it's all sealed. The Omer, Lamatseach, Mizmor, Hashemayim, Misapim, Misham Mizmor. We say Lamatseach Mizmor like we say on Shabbos and Yom Tov. U Kedushas Musaf, Naritzcha, Kabo, Yom Tov. And we say the Kedusha in Musaf of Naritzcha. It's not the standard Musaf of Chalamai, got a full Naritzcha. It says here, Sif Katan. Sif Katan. Oh, we got to continue on in the Ramah, Haga. Ve'ein Oimrim Nishmas, and we don't say Nishmas. Look at Mishabura, Ein Oimrim Nishmas, Ela Yishtabach, Kedam Ezucho. Right? We don't do Nishmas. We have the full Pesuk of the Zimra of a Yom Tov up until the end of Az Yashir. And then we go to Yishtabach. It's still Be'etzem Chol. And then he says, Kimo, okay, Ve'omrim, back to the Ramah. Ve'omrim Mizmor L'Soda, and we still say Mizmor L'Soda. Ve'omrim Ein Kamocha. So we say Mizmor L'Soda like on the regular Chol HaMoed. Ve'omrim Ein Kamocha Shema Yisrael. What we say, right, in the taking out of the Sefer Torah, there we go like Yom Tov, all right, in the Yom Narayim, you say Ein Kamocha and Shema Yisrael. Kimo, but he says Kimo B'Yom Tov. So that's interesting. Sivkat and Dalet, Kimo B'Yom Tov. Otoloma B'Nigun Shal Yom Tov. That means to say with the Nigun of Yom Tov. As you all know, right, the Minhag HaOlam, okay, is to actually use the Minhag HaOlam in Yashar Rabbah is to for Shema Yisrael to use the Nigun of the Yom Narayim. Okay, right? That's what we do also on Shmi HaSeres, Lukas Torah. The Yomim Kaddish Shel Achar Tzvilas Musaf. Again, so it's really a whole mix, the Minhagim, between Yom Kippur, right, and between Yom Kippur and Yom Tov. So he says, the Yomim Kaddish Shel Achar Tzvilas Musaf, the Nigun Yom Tov. He says, the Kaddish that's after Tzvilas Musaf is said with the Nigun of Yom Tov. By the way, you know that many, right, the Minhag seems to be, in terms of the Kaddish before Musaf, many have the Kaddish, again, the different Minhagim, have the Kaddish of Ne'ilah before the Musaf. So again, you have that combination of Yom Tov and the Yom Narayim, right? Because the actual Chazaras HaShas, that's obviously has, the actual Chazaras HaShas of Musaf obviously has the Nusach of Yom Tov, because it's the Yom Tov davening. But different parts have the Minhag of Yom Narayim. And he says, we're continuing on in the Ramah. The Ein Regilin Lasos Malacha Shel Chol, interesting, Ad Achar Yitziyah Mibet HaKnesset. And he says, and we don't do any Malacha of Chol until after Yitziyah Mibet HaKnesset. Again, people don't seem to be that noyeg with this. People don't seem to be that concerned. People like, you know, I see people driving, and people drive, and I drive, you know, but like he's talking about not doing Malacha until after, so that's what Ein Regilin to do Malacha of Chol until after they leave from the shul in the morning on Hoshana Rabbah. Look at the Mishabura, hey, Shal Chol, Yesh Mesirin Me'atzman, Afilu Akis Shal Mos. And there are those that actually take out their money. They don't have money. They say, well, during the davening, have this surah of Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, even though it's not Uma Shegoyvid Ma'is Esrog, and that which people go ahead and do and they collect what's called Ma'is Esrog at the end of the sukkahs. So that's, you know, seems to be something that people do, even though there are others that don't have their money in their pockets. He says, since the majority of the kahal, of the kihila, people get together on Hashanah Rabbah, so it's very important for the tzedakah. So obviously what he's saying is that this minhag of not having money in your pockets should not impede on the more important minhag of giving tzedakah. A lot of the kupos shal tzedakah, they go around, I know Rabbi Chemesh, they go around, the different kubos of tzedakah, they go around in the shuls on Hashanah Rabbah, to collect. And then he goes on, continuing back in the Ramah. Yesh lomar pizmon zechor bris kishyesh mila b'shar rabba. There's a separate pizmon that's said by a bris mila of called zechor bris. So he says that should be said on Hoshana Rabba. Yomim also kodem ana ezom chen. There is a look in the Seder Hoshanas. So you have after on Hoshana Rabba, after you finish all the, you know, hakafos, the seven, you know, the hakafos, so then you have the tfilos nosafos lo Hoshana Rabba at the end. So it starts out with t'nein lo shengel sila. The first one after ana Hoshana is ana ezon chen. So he says that should be done, that this extra zechor bris should be done before ana ezon chen. But then he goes on and he says as follows. He says, look at the Mishnah Berurah, we've got above. Kodem ana ezon chen. He says, v'yoseh tov la'omro kodem hacharuz habet labris. If you look in the whole paragraph of ana ezon chen, so the third stanza is habet labris. So he says, really, what you should do is say the first two stanzas, and then right before habet labris, which obviously connect is to focus on the pasuk, the stanza here that's talking about habet labris. So that's what you should add, this, you know, paragraph, especially for the bris mila of zechor bris. Then Ramah continues. Kasu arishonim sheyesh siman betzel. This is a little glanzik. This rest of this Ramah here. He says the rishonim right. Sheyesh siman betzel alavana. There's some type of siman in the shade of the moon. Belel Hoshana Rabba, in the evening of Hoshana Rabba. Sheyikra lo olakrovav beos Hoshana. What will happen to him or to the krovav or his relatives during that year? So there's something going on in the, there's obviously a mystical zach, in the cell of the moon is something that tells about what's going to happen to you and your krovin during that year. So you're all thinking, okay, let's go for it. So anyway, he goes on and he says, Yesh misha kasav, she'en ledaktek bezeh. He says, the person should not go ahead and focus in on this, kidei shelo litra mazale, so that one's mazel does not get weakened, whatever that means. And he says, "Dam ki rabin ena mevinim ha'inyan al borio." Also, because many don't have a clue what this is all about. You look up, hey, yeah, you're gonna rake it in this year. So, no, they don't have a clue. He says, "V'yoser tov," and this is the klal you see many times brought down in the poskim. "V'yoser tov liyos tamim v'lo lachkor asidos." It says, "Tamim tiyeh in Hashem lekecha." It's better for a person to go ahead and be a tamim, simple towards Hashem, not to inquire after future events. And he says, Kain Nir Ali, that's what the Ramah is saying. So those who do it, you can ask him a kasha. The Ramah says it's not, you know, you shouldn't go ahead and involve yourselves in this stuff. But this way, it's not gonna affect your Yiras Shemayim. Go ahead and just, you know, work on yourself and, you know, things will take care of itself. That's why, you know, people talk about, is there Gilgul, not Gilgul? Like, what are you gonna do with a Gilgul? Is it gonna, you know, help you? You know, again, it could be other deists in this, but that's the Messiah I have by my Rebbe. You know, like, you focus on that and those types of things. So much to focus on in terms of yourself and your own growth. And everything else will take care of itself. Even if you are Gilgul. Umarbin tzas b'neiros kiyom, he says, kibo b'yom ha-kipurim, and a person should go ahead. Also, or the shuls, people go ahead and you add neiros, like on Yom HaKippurim. Mr. Brewer says, Sif katan zayin, kimo b'yom ha-kippurim. L'fisha b'chag, di dun al-mayim. Since on chag, there's a din on the mayim, as we said before, the kol chayadam teluyim b'mayim, and all the chayadam, the person's life, all life is basically dependent on water. V'akol olecha achar achitum, and everything, since it's the whole sukkah, so everything goes after the chitum, the end, the seum, the chitum, the seal of sukkah, and therefore, being that it has this din-like quality, Yom HaKippurim, so therefore he says, you add also tzas b'neiros, like on Yom HaKippurim, and that's what we said before, that also the nigunim, a lot of the nigunim and the davening are a mix of Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. And then he says, the Ramah of Medakta Kim Nogin L'tvol Atzman, Koyim Aleis HaShachar Kamo Erev Yom Kippur, Kamo Erev Yom HaKippurim, he says, those Medakta Kim, those who are very careful to do what they're supposed to be doing, and they go ahead and they tovel themselves, kodem, before Alos HaShachar, on Hoshana Rabbah, like we treat before the morning of Hoshana Rabbah, we treat that like Yom HaKippurim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Ches, Kodem Mosa Shachar. He says, "Kol Yosef Vol Yibarev." He says, "It's better to do it earlier, right? K'day Lulmo Kol Hayla Bekusha. Don't wait until before Mosa Shachar. Do it in the evening, so you can be steiging all night in Tyra and Kedusha, because you're already toivald already." Vaidais Hazivug Hu Kemo Belel Shavuos. And he says, and how one relates to his wife in terms of marital relations and things like that, we treat it like the night of Shavuos. Uvelel Tfilah Yishamish. And therefore, we noeg, people are noeg on Shavuos night, not to go ahead and to have marital relations, even though Meikir Adin, it's only Yom Kippur that is Aser, but being that it's like Shavuos is the Yom Kabbalah Satira, so the minhag is to refrain, but if it's a Leil Tvila, if it's the night, the woman goes to the mikvah, so then on Leil Shavuos, as well as Hoshana Rabbah, okay, it's not like Yom Kippur, even if it's a Leil Tvila, it's Issa, it's one of the, you know, Chameshus Inuyim, the Tashmi Shamita. This is more niyug based on the Yom Hadin. Vayein Mashik Asavnu Leel B'Simen Reish Mem Nimishpat Bura Siv Katan Zayin and the Bear Halacha. So basically, the basic, you know, halachas there regarding this is as follows: that this whole yisoid of going ahead and not you know having relations, this is based on different, you know, Sifrei Kabbalah, and what he says here, to look back there, so he writes, ultimately, again, the different shitas, he writes that with regards to Rosh Hashanah, the first night of Pesach, and of Shavuos, and the night of Shemini Atzeres, that there's no actual Isser to have matter relations on those nights, and he says that one should abstain only if there is no fear that doing so will lead to sinning, you know, as if he's something that he needs to do with his wife. So then he should go ahead, because if there's any concern that abstinence might lead to avera, then it's of course a mitzvah to have matter relations. And many poskim Be'er Halacha quotes Yeshuas Yaakov. They say if someone has not yet been mekayim the mitzvah of tu'urvu, he should not go ahead again, except on Yom Kippur. Which is where it's mamash aser, he should not be machmer. Finally, last but not least, he says here, yesh noagim lilbosh hakittel kemo b'yom kippur. Says that those that are noye to go ahead and to wear the kittel on Yom HaKippurim. Look what he says in Kotin Tes, she'alzu gemara chasima. That's the gemara chasima, again, Yom Kippur. However, he says, where we are, the minhag is to wear big day Shabbos. The Vashiyat Tzibur loves kittel. Only the Shliyat Tzibur on Hoshana Rabbah wears the kittel. And he says, "Lefisha bechag, he doin alamayat." That's how we treat it like Yom Kippur. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. But no agim latir bo, egodo shalulav. The minhag is on Hoshana Rabbah to take apart the eged of the lulav. Umakif m'sheva pamim u'marvim tafnunim alamayim. And they go around, as we said, seven times. And we have many extra tchinos. And he says, we go around makif m'sheva pamim. So cutting yud. Kemoga mikdash, like in a mikdash, so you keep it on mizbeach. Because there, Yom Shabbat in the mikdash, we go ahead and circle the mizbeach seven times. So that's what we do, and we circle the Torah seven times.